Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Hey, and we are on Zalim Beis towards the bottom. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram Devorah Weinfeld. Thank you for the sponsorship. And we are in the second Mishnah of Meseches Demai, where the Mishnah tells us there are some kulas that we have besides the first Mishnah. Demai told us exceptions to the rule. Exceptions to the rule of when we don't have to take off Demai. Hakalin Sheb Demai, hence the name of the Perek, Hakalin. The second Mishnah that we have tells us that there are some kulas when we do take off Demai. And we said when we were Mafrish Demai, which we know is a Chumrah, because Rov Ami Haaretz Ma'asrin Heim, most Ami Haaretz take off. Everyone takes off Truma Gedola, because everybody's scared of Truma Gedola, because it's Bisav Deshamayim. But they don't take off Ma'aser Rishon. And they don't realize, or maybe they don't want to realize, they don't realize the chumra nature of the Chumas Maiser, which is in the Maiser Rishon, and the Maiser Sheni, and the Maiser Ani. So therefore, but the Chazal instituted that we are Machmir, and we are Mafrish. But when we are Mafrish, there are some coolest. The Mishnah said, you don't have to add on a Chomesh, Demai Ein Lo Chomesh, and Ein Lo Bior, you don't have to have Bior in the after year 3 and year 6. What we have on Erev Pesach, we have Bior Maisris. We don't have to do that by Demai, because, you know, the Hafrashes that we did were Mishum Chumra anyway. And an Onin could eat it, and they could go into Yerushalayim, and Ma'adin is Mi'uto, as we said, Venoso, and you could give it to the Amaretz, and not worry about the Tumah. So we are up to the second to last line. Umechalel Oso Kesef Al Kesef, Unechoshes Al Nechoshes. The Halach is by regular Maisr Sheni. By regular Maaser Sheni, once I, let's say I have Maaser Sheni fruit, and I switch it onto money, I'm not supposed to switch it onto other similar money. If I switched it onto silver, I can't switch it onto more silver. That's the halacha that's discussed elsewhere. Why is that? But when it comes to the Maaser Sheni of Demai, again, another kula, you're allowed to be mechaled onto kesev, some silver onto other silver for some reason if you want to keep the first silver, unachoshes on achoshes, and copper on copper. Or even different, kesev on achoshes. Even, the Mara Folda says, Piris, Shalomi Dochek, regular Maaser Sheni, if it's a difficult situation and you need to, then you can here if it's a different type of money. But here, even without, Dochek, without, Shas Adchak, Kesav Anachoshes, Unachoshes Al Haperos. What's the issue of Kesav Anachoshes, Unachoshes Al Haperos? Because the, halacha is elsewhere that, it's a big discussion in the fourth parak of Bava Metzia. If you're switching, let's say, even two types of money, the money that's more expensive is considered money in the exchange. What are you buying? What's the currency and what's the object that you are buying if you're just trading money? Right? They're both money. But in halacha, one is called the money and one is called the payros. One is called the product that you are buying. So even though, let's say, kesef al nechoshes, nechoshes is called payros legabe kesef because it's not as expensive and it's considered the product, right? The money, what's more expensive, the one that's more usable and the one that's more liquid is the kesef, and nechoshes is called the peros. So normally, when I have money outside, so I'm not supposed to buy product. I'm not supposed to buy peros outside Yerushalayim and then bring it in. The whole point was being poded onto money. They're bringing the money to Yerushalayim and then buying fruit in Yerushalayim. So even though here, the nechoshes is called, it's considered peros, it's considered the product compared to the kesef, and usually you're not able to be mechalel, but on when it's outside of Yerushalayim, shalom b'shasat chak, but here we are, mekel, again, kesav on nechoshes, or nechoshes al haperos, or nechoshes, or on actual fruit, on actual fruit. And here we have a question of the girsa, and it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and Ritva, and others showed him in Bava Metzia. Our girsa has, u'bilvad sheyachzer v'yiftes haperos, div Rabbi Meir. So that girsa sounds like Rabbi Meir is machmir, that you're allowed to switch it onto peros as long as you then are poed to those peros, right? You have to do another switch. The Chacham say, no, you can just bring those fruit up to Yerushalayim. So you read it as our girsa that we have, the Rabbi Meir is machmir, and the Chachamim are mekel. Are you allowed? Is it better? Sounds like it's better to switch it back onto money and then bring the money up. Or are you allowed just to bring the fruit? That's the girsa that we have. But there is another girsa. If you take out the words bilvad sheh, right? You just leave in the vav, right? And you can read it, v'yachzor v'yifta es haperos. And you can be poed to it back onto peros and then bring those fruit. And the Chachamim say, no, you have to bring up what you have. you have to. Yalo aperes v'yochlu v'yushalayim. So that's a discussion whether one has to do that. That's a discussion in Bamitzia on Daf Nun Hey Amabez, where this Mishnah is quoted. The Gersa there also is the yachzar v'yifta es aperes. The mayor says that after you switch it out to peros, you v'yachzar v'yifta es aperes. What does that mean? V'yalo the Yerushalayim. And the Chachamim say v'lo his kikuhu lekach. This is Rashi Bamitzia Nun Hey. You don't have to be poda'it. You're allowed to bring the actual fruit up. That's Rashi. That's Rashi. Tosfos, Pirish Rashi. Cain, well now he's, Tosfos is commenting on Rabbi Meir, right? V'yachzer v'yifte, right, which is the girsa, that we have. Pirish Cain tzorach lasos, debi'inon v'tzarta kesef bi'adecha. When you're switching things outside of Yerushalayim, you should switch it onto money. And money is what you're supposed to bring. And therefore, here, if you switch it out to fruit, you should switch it back out to money. Right? You could take the peiros themselves. Tosfos doesn't like that girsa. And he quotes, maybe it is the opposite. If you look in the Ritva also, the Ritva there, Bamitzia, quotes it in short. Quotes the machlokas between Rashi and the Tosfos. Here's Rashi. To Remeir Savar, a nice summary. Remeir holds the Chayav Liftos HaPeros, that you have to be poda the Peros, which is like our Girsa that we have, right? You can switch it onto, let's say you have money, you switch it onto money, you can switch it back onto fruit, and then you should switch it back onto money, right? To be Kivan She'en on Peros Meiser Mamish, since the fruit that you now have aren't the actual Meiser She'eni fruit, Ela Peros Shebo Michilu Meiser, Tfei Adif She'yifteim Mishialo He'masmul Yushalayim. According to Rashi's Ripe shot, and the Ritva is explaining, according to Rabbi Meir, it's better to bring up money if you're not taking up actual Meiser Sheni fruit. So therefore, Bipo did, V'chachavim lo his kikuhu lifdosam, V'imratzam ala peros atzman, Ulofi pirusho, pidyon aperos adif me alias aperos atzman. It's better to bring money than to bring fruit that does not have source kedusha of Meiser Sheni. And then there are a number of questions on that. And Tosfos quotes, the Ritva quotes Tosfos, which is the opposite. Dilakule alma alias aperos atzman adifa, kivin shebo michilo maos. No. It's better to less steps. Less steps. You have this fruit that came from Meiser Sheni money, which came from Meiser Sheni fruit. So these fruit, that's better. That's better. Can you, Remeir Savar, yachzer v'yifdes aperos im yirtze? Shalo his kiku lahalos aperos avikavta lahalos avadifa. Remeir is mekel. Remeir says, you can. V'chom omrim chayav lahalos amen asman. V'chom say, you have to. Remeir mekel bazu v'chom em machmir. So, there's different, and there are more svaras given there in Bamitzia Nun Hey, but that's, again, machlok is about what our girsa is in this case. Good. Says the Gemara. But either way, what do we have from the Mishnah? The Mishnah we have kulas about demai. Kulas about demai. One step more makel than regular meiser sheni in terms of what you're allowed to be podeid on. That was the second half of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says that the Mishnah said that demai has no chomesh and doesn't have any biur. Doesn't have any biur. What is biur again? At the end of, after 3 and 6 years, in Erev Pesach of the 4th and the Shemitah year, we go to the Beis HaMikdash and we're misvada and we say, biarti akodesh ben abayis. I've done everything I'm supposed to do and I've got everything out of my house and there's no more Meiser Rishon in my house. I gave that to the Levi and there's no more Truma in my house and there's no more Meiser Sheni and I said, I've done everything exactly what I'm supposed to do. So that biur, getting it out of my house, does not have to be done by the hafrashos of demai. Because again, it was all the chumrah. So remember, we said on the first day, Meiser Rishon, I'm keeping for myself anyway. Right? Shumas Meiser, I'm being mafrik, giving to the Kohen. And the Meiser Sheni, I have to take up to Yerushalayim. By Meiser Ani, I'm keeping for myself anyway. And Shumas Gadol, I don't have to take. So the Mishnah says, you don't have to worry about Biur. So ask the Gemara, Biur? But 1 second, what's the Havamina that there's Biur? Velo Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hadoyas Meiser. Didn't Yochanan Kohen Gadol already do away with the Vidui Meiser? Vidui Meiser is the declaration that we say when we are Misvadeh. So if he was Mevatel the Vidui Meiser, so doesn't that mean that he was Mevatel the Biur? Right? Even on actual, not just Demai, but even the actual, all of Biur and Vidui. So Isn't that, don't they go together? Right, look at the first Mara fold up. Umasdisan amrasha demai ain't sorach biur. Mashba havadai tzorach biur. Right, the Mishnah says that demai you don't have to do biur, so mashba that vadai needs biur. Vare avidui bishas biuru. It's all at the same time. Vikiva de ain't vidui, ain't biur. If you're not being misvada about your biur, right, so then, right, you got rid of the vidui, so doesn't that mean that there is, that's why, partially, that he got rid of it. So, locha gadol, hever hodoyas meiser. We'll talk about vidui meiser Hashem soon. So the Gemara answers, and why he got rid of it. Heaviran shalo yizvadu. Now, all he did was, he said that there shouldn't be vidui done by actual, by vadai. Halavar tzarech lavar. No, but you have to still be mavar. You have to be mevayer, just there was no vidu, which we'll get to why. Ubevadai, and that's only by vadai. Avo bedemai ain't sorech levayer. Let's look at it by demai. You don't need the biur either. You don't need the vidui, and you don't need the biur, and that's what our Mishnah says. Ain lo biur. There is no biur by demai, but by vadai there is biur, even though there is no vidui. Why isn't there any vidui? What did Yochanan Kohen Gadol see? So again, the vidui says asisi kachol asher tivisani. Right, I've done everything exactly what I'm supposed to do. And you can't do that anymore. Why? Says the Gemara in Sota, in the Bavli Daf, Mem Zayin Maveis. Right, there it says, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Avdoyes Meiser, my time, Amar Yisra Chanina, Lufishe Noso Noso Ketiku No, because we don't do what we're supposed to do. Because the rabbis told us not to do what we're supposed to do. What do you mean the rabbis told us? The Rachmana Amar Diabi Leviim. The rabbi said, the Torah says to give Meiser Rishon to the Leviim. And Ezra HaSofer already was Mesakein, and all the Levim did not come back to Eretz Yisrael for Bayesheni. Ezra said, okay, you're not coming back, we're not giving you Maaser Rishon. And therefore he already made a law that you don't have to give. Truma you can't get out of. Right? If Yisrael eats Truma, that's in Misa B'dei Shamayim. But Maaser Rishon is Chulin, so to speak. Right? Yisrael is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. It's stealing from the Levim. But Ezra said, tough luck, they didn't come back, so therefore, we're going to be fine them. V'ananka yavina l'kohanim. Right? So we're going to get to the kohanim. So you can't do vidui. What? Vidui? I did exactly what the Torah tells me to do. I didn't. I didn't because the Rabbanan told me I shouldn't. But I didn't. V'ananka yavina l'kohanim. Rashi there in Sota. Dekansinhu Ezra. Right? Quoting the Gemara in Yavamis. V'kima de'enon nosten ketiknon ein yucholim lomar v'gam nesativ la'levi k'chol mitzvascha asher tzivisani. Right? You can't say that. And so then the Gemara says, okay, so why don't you can't say partial. Why don't you skip that line? Skip that line in the Vidui Meiser. Velo di Ashar Meiseris. Amarish Lakish. Kal Bayez Shein Mizvadal Meiser Rishon. Shuvei Mizvadal Shar Meiseris. It's a package. It's a package. If you're not saying that you did right in Meiser Rishon, you can't say you did right in everything else. My Taima. Amar Abaya Hol Upasach Ba'akasab Tchila. It's the first thing in the Pasik. Venasato La Levi Zem Meiser Rishon. La Ger Zem Meiser Ani. Bisharecha Zem Meiser Sheni. See, if you can't do the first one, you can't do the others either. So that's why Yochanan was mevatel the vidui. We know this is part of the mitzvah that Be'ez Hashem we will do Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam, following the Rambam, of course, count the mitzvah and then count it as one mitzvah. Vidui and Biur is counted as one mitzvah. Tuf Reish Zion, right? Mitzvah 607 in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rambam has it as Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph. Sher Nitztavinu Lehisvados Lefnei Hashem Baruchu Ulahagid Befinu Bebeis Mikdasho Shehotziyanu Chukei Amaisrus Vatrumos Mitvoasenu Miperosenu. Right, that we did everything we were supposed to do. And Vishaloni Shar Klum, Mayhem Birshu Sein. There's nothing left. We don't have any Truma, we have any Meiser Rishon, we have any Meiser Sheni, we don't have anything. That's called Vidui Meiser. And that's what we say. The Psukim in Kisavo. So this obviously is an example of a case where the Rabbanan Yeshkoch B'yad Chachamim, Levatal, Lakar Dover Min HaTorah, B'Shev Valtasa. Right? They knocked out Shofar on Shabbos, they knocked out Lulav on Shabbos, they knocked out Vidui Meiser. Because it's a mitzvah daraisa, but they knocked it out because they took it away. Ezra Sofer took it away from the Levium. Many different halachas of this, but we have vidui. There is no separate mitzvah of biur, right? There's no separate mitzvah of biur maestros. It's all part. It's all part of vidui. So how does that work? Isn't it two separate things? Misvadeh, we'll get to that word by the Shem in a minute. I'm Misvadeh, and I do beer. So if you look in the Mitzvah Samelech, on the Sefer on the Rambam, in Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says, what's the mitzvah of Biur? To get it out of your house. So he gives two pshatim. two beautiful pshatim. Why is beer not a separate mitzvah? Number one, it's not a separate mitzvah because what's the chiddush of beer? That you have to give the ma'aser rishon to the Levi? There's a mitzvah to give the ma'aser rishon to the Levi. There's a mitzvah to give truma to the Kohen. You know that. Well, there's an extra mitzvah to get make sure it's out of your house. That's not an extra mitzvah. The same mitzvah that told you to give it right away says you should give it out of your house. That shouldn't be a separate mitzvah of beer ma'aseris, right? That's what you're always supposed to do, right? They're always supposed to do. And therefore, there's no mitzvah chadasha. The chiddush is vidui. The vidui of the ma'aseris. That's the chiddush. And he gives a mashal, which I like the mashal because I was thinking about it too. The meshachachma. The meshachachma says the mitzvah of tshuva, right? Famous Rambam. At least in one line, it sounds like the Rambam does not hold that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. There's only a mitzvah of vidui. Right? He says, when you do tshuva, do vidui. Why don't you just say you're chayav to do tshuva? So the Rambam does say that other places in the Koteret, but the Meshachachma has one place, I think in Vayelech, where he says, you know why there's no mitzvah of tshuva? What? There's a mitzvah of tshuva, I have to stop being Mechal Shabbos. What? The mitzvah of not being Mechal Shabbos tells me I shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Right? You don't need a separate mitzvah of tshuva to stop doing the Averis. The same tzivui, the original tzivui that told me not to do the Averis, continues. What's the extra? To say I'm not going to do it again. To verbalize the vidui, that's extra. So too here. There's no mitzvah of biur maiseris because that's the original mitzvah of getting rid of all of the trumas and maiseris. There's nothing new. Nothing new. The added thing is the vidui. That's one answer that he, what he gives. Then he gives another answer. Maybe we won't go through it now because we're going to continue. But you look there, the Mitzvah Melech has another answer for why biur, how biur works with vidui. A question that all the achronim ask, a little bit of the rishonim already, the Sfarno, why is it called vidui, maestros? Usually vidui, as we just referred to, it means I did something wrong. We confess. Vidui here is exactly the opposite. It's vidui that we did everything we were supposed to do. Right, exactly the opposite. So why is it called vidui? So a number of answers given. If you look in the Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sarutzkin, he says, he quotes this from the Rebbe of Razin. He says, why is it called vidui? He quotes, I think we've said this before, Ki zocher kol anishkachos ata. Right, we say on Yom Kippur that Hashem is, or in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem remembers all that is forgotten. So he says, what's zocher kol anishkachos? He says, Hashem remembers whatever we forgot. If we focus on all the mitzvahs that we did, and we feel great about ourselves, Hashem's not going to remember those mitzvahs, because we were like, it's going into our head. But if we forget, our mitzvahs, then he's going to remember them. Right? We're not going to focus on our mitzvahs, because we're going to do other mitzvahs, whatever we did already. And the opposite by Averis. Right? If we forget our Averis, if we don't do tshuva on them, then Hashem's going to remember them. Zohar kol anishkachos. But if we remember the Averis, and it's in front of us, and we constantly do tshuva on them, so then he says, Hashem won't remember them. So that's what the pshat is. Then he said, "Lo fizeh." So he says, "What do you mean, bi'arti akodesh ben abayis v'gam nasadiv la'levi v'lager?" Right, right. Isn't that a problem? Right. V'ulai efshar lomar shekadai lasos kink tishishmo achirim yasu kamoso kamosha matzinu. I'm sorry. How does this? I didn't get to the question. That's the pshat. How does this fit in? V'kashal lohavin k'shalom zeh shabachal makom korim vidui laskaras avonos levnei Hashem v'kashas mechila avol b'mitzvos lo shamanu lo isparis b'kiyuman. So why vidui? So he quotes this from the Raziner she'ena zocher kalanish kachos avol masha adam zocher kadosh baruch hu kaviyachol shochech em adam asa mitzvah v'zocher lispar batamid kadosh baruch hu l'shochecha ulefizeh kasha lama ba amira zos biyardei kadosh ben abayis. Right? Why should he do this? V'ulai efshar lomar shekedai lasos kein kadei shiishmu achirim v'ya'asu kamoso. U'kamosha matzinu sh'asu l'nasos l'kadosh baruch hu avol b'maiser b'chuni na bazos u'kamochein tzorach lafarsim espayitz atztaka. Maybe others could learn from him. So he says it's a vidui that maybe just to learn. I don't know if he gets back to the other question. Okay, either way, not for now. But I don't have time to read the continuation. We can look there. He's quoted in the Ozayim LaTorah, B'shem the Raziner. I don't remember how he gets back to answering that original question. But let's continue. Says the Gemara. V'necha la'onein v'chulu tani necha baninim v'necha b'tuma. The kula of demai is that you can eat the ma'aser sheni of demai ba'aninus. Usually you can't eat it ba'aninus. But you're not allowed to eat it b'tuma. So that's the Gemara. Ma bein anina, ma b'tuma. What's the difference? They're both halachas of ma'aser sheni. So why are we make only by one? In a state of aninus, one is allowed to, but in a state of tumma, one is not allowed to. Amar Rav Nachman, tumma mitzuya anina ena mitzuya, because tumma is much more common. Aninus hopefully is not so common. So gozer adavar shu matzi, v'lo gozer adavar shino matzi. Tumah is common, so Chazal were gozer on demai, on the maturation of demai, because you might get confused, again, if you're allowed to be eat it. Bituma of Meiser Sheni Shel Demai, you might come to eat it, Meiser Sheni Avadai, and therefore the regos are only on the Matzoi. Remember that there's a Rashi in Beitza on Daf Beis in the Bavli, where the Gemara says there, Milso de lo Shchicha lo Gozer b'Rabbanan, right? Something that's not common, the Rabbanan weren't goes there, and it sounds like from Rashi, not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. The power of the Rabbanan is not in individual situations. The power of the Rabbanan are to make laws for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when the Gemara says the Rabbanan weren't gozer in an unusual case, not just because why would they, but maybe couldn't. The Rabbanan have the power to make laws for Klal Yisrael. Right? Milsa del Shicha, lo gozeru, and not just wouldn't. Right? And that's the line here. They were gozer al davar hamatsi. Amar Reb Yossi. This is a crucial line. This line that we're about to do has ramifications for the yisod of the din of demai. Right? We spoke about this, the lumdis, back on Daf Aleph in the Hakdama. Amar Reb Yossi. Afilu kisafek teva lo asu oso. Do we really think that it's a safek? Rov ame arts are ma'aser. So, we're mafresh. But what status does that have? Reb Yossi says, even, it's not like safek tevel. It's not like real safek tevel. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, Pirish, Kishe gozru al admai, lachzoru la'aser es aperos, afilu kisafik tevel lo aser osam, it's more makel than a regular suffik. And therefore we'll see, it's treated less. Ilu besafik tevel, let's say I'm not sure if Trumas and Maisos were actually taken off. I have fruit in my house, and I'm not sure if I was mafresh. Suffik nitkan machmas sheni, suffik lo nitkan, right, shema in oaser lo onein, is an onein allowed to eat that suffik daraisa? If I'm not sure, if I have suffik tevel in my house, so I'm mafresh meiser sheni from that suffik tevel, is an onin allowed to eat that? Of course not. The suffik daraisa lechumra, not lechumra. Bram hacha mutar lo onin. And yet here is going to be mutter, meaning it's a chumra. It's a chumra. We don't treat the demai as a regular suffik that we would treat with the same rules of other sfeikos, right? Like our Mishnah says, right? Because of Rov Ami Aris Ma'asrin Hain, but even La Halacha, we treat it less. We mentioned, again in the Hakdama, let's say I would eat Demai produce without being mafresh, and really the Ama Aris Hatik, and Afshuvas and Maizos. So did I just violate a Chovas Agavra and then listen to the rabbis? Or is it like Ma'acholos Asuros Midurabanan? Right, because of the suffix. Like, how serious do we take that? So this line sounds like the more makel approach. The more makel approach. Right, this is the question we mentioned from Yosef Engel, in Klal Vav. It could be, so yesterday someone says, maybe it's even connected to a machlokas abaya and rava. Machlokas abaya and rava in Shabbos. In Shabbos, Shabbos Chav Gimel. Right, Shabbos Chav Gimel with Aleph. Remember, that's the Chanukah Gemara's. The Gemara says there that, quotes, Masav of Amram, Ha demai, you're allowed to mafresh oso arum. Right? I'm mafresh demai, naked. What do you mean naked? That's usually a sign that, meaning even without a bracha. Because you can't make a bracha when you're naked. So ask the Gemara, but one second, don't you make brachas under Rabbanans? You make brachas under Rabbanans. How could the Gemara say, how could the Brisa say that you can be mafresh arum? Two answers. Amar Abaya, Vaday de Devrayim Boy Bracha, Safik de Devrayim Lo Boy Bracha. Chanukah is a Vaday Mitzvah de Rabbanan. Therefore, that gets a Bracha, Lahadig Neshul Chanukah. But Demai is a Safik de Rabbanan. And therefore, no Bracha. Says the Gemara, what about Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni is Safik de Rabbanan and gets a Bracha. So one answer here, you're right, but we just don't want to be Mizalzel. Right, and that's because, you know, when you don't make a bracha on something, then you end up being mezalzel, which the biggest raya, as we know, is Sfiras Omer. People think, I'm out, I can't make, the mitzvah is the counting. The bracha is extra, but people think, because they don't make a bracha, then they're out. So they don't even count. But so that's one answer, not for us now. But Abaya's answer is, what's the first answer, what's the difference? The difference between Demai and Chanukah. Chanukah is a Vadei Drabbanan, Demai is a Savik Drabbanan. Rava says, no, really, even by Savik Drabbanans, you'd make a bracha. Demai is less than a Savik Drabbanan. Rova me'oris ma'asrin hein. Rava Meir is a Maser, and therefore it's even less. So what do you see Machlokes Abaye and Rava? Rava says, it's even less than a Safek. Abaye sounds like, it's a real Safek, and that's what you have to say, even by a real Safek, you don't make a Bracha. So maybe that's the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, how seriously you take this Safek of Demai. But it's an important line of Rav Yossi here, it's even less than a regular Safek, you treat it. And therefore you can be even more Mekel. And again, there's no Safek Derais on the Chumrah by this case, and that's why an Oneid can eat it, even though an Oneid can't eat regular Safek. Fighter. Taman Tanin, and we learned in the Mishnah in Bamitzia. The Mishnah there talks about all the Chomeshes, Hachumah, Vachumas, Meiser, Shel Demai. The Gemara there has Truma, Chumas, Meiser, Vachumas, Meiser, Shel Demai. The Mishnah there lists off all the Chomeshin, all the halachas of Chomesh, and it says there, Chumas Meiser of Shel Demai. But 1 second, V'hacha Adamar Hachin, here we said you don't have to give the Chomesh. Here we said, by Demai, when you're Mafrish, remember, what's the Chomesh? When I'm Mafrish, I have Demai, and I'm Meiser Sheni, and I want to bring it up to Yerushalayim, so I have to add on the value of a quarter, right, which the halachas calls a fifth. So, how could the Mishnah in Bamitzia talk about the Chomesh of Chumas Meiser, right, but we said here you don't have to give the Chomesh? So the Gemara says, no, there's two different halachas. Amar of Zera. There's two different halachas. There's a halacha of eating truma. If I eat truma by accident, I have to pay back the Kohen and add on a fifth. If I eat Shumas Meiser by accident, I have to pay back and add on a fifth. So that's one fifth. And then there's the chomesh of, if I redeem Meiser Sheni fruit, I have to add on a fifth. That's the two context. Where Mako, our Mishnah, Taman Taninan, Amar Zera, Taman Taninan, over there, the Mishnah Bamatziah, Chumas Meiser Shel Demai. That's if I, by mistake, ate Chumas Meiser of Demai. So the Chachamim were Machmer, and you have to add on a fifth when you pay back the Kohen. Bramhacha, Meiser Sheni Shel Demai. Here we're talking about when you're Poda and you're Mechalel, then you don't have to add on the extra Chomesh by the Pidyon. That's the difference between the two cases. Amar Rebbe Imi, Ein HaMishnah Zo Yotze Yedei Chumas Meiser Shel Demai. Right? No. Rabbi Imi says, there's no, that Mishnah is, doesn't make any chilukim. It doesn't mean it's limited. Right? So you have to give a different answer. So answer number one is, one's about Chumas Meiser, and one's about Meiser Sheni. Different Chomashin. So Rabbi Imi says, no, Ma'o Kadun. So what's the difference? Taman, Rabbi Meir, Bram Hacha Rabbanan. It's Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Meir, elsewhere. A mayor elsewhere, right? There's a couple of suggestions given where this is. Most Mepharshim say it's a machlokes about Mesechas Nida. A mayor considers often Darabanans like Daraisas. He's very machmir about Darabanans. He says you have to treat it like a Daraisa. So he is the author of the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, which says there is Chomesh. And according to the second day of this Chomesh by Meiser Sheni of Demai, this Chomesh of Trumas Meiser of Demai, if you eat it, if you're Podeh, that's Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, who say there's a difference between Drabbanans and Daraisas in this context, and therefore one wouldn't have to be Machmir to add on the Chomesh. So it's Machlokas Tanoim. Fine. Rabbi Zeira Amar Nero, the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira gave the first answer. Right, we have two answers in the Gemara. How do you answer the Zeira between the Mishnah in Bamatziah and the Mishnah in Demai? First answer, Rabbi Zeira, one's about Chumas Meiser of Demai, and one's about Meiser Sheni of Demai. Two different halachas of Chomesh. The second answer of Rabbi Imi, Machlokas Tanoim. So let's go back to the first answer, Rabbi Zeira, because we have to talk about, so if it's all Darabanan, so why are the Rabbanan Machmir in one case and on the other? If I ate Shrumas Meiser of Demai, and I, by accident, I have to pay back the Kohen, then I have to add on a Chomesh. But when I'm Poda, the Meiser Sheni of Demai, to bring it up to Yerushalayim, I don't have to add on a Chomesh. So why should there be a difference? Right, that's a beautiful answer, to answer the stira. But why should there be a difference? So now the Gemara goes back. Rebbe Zeira Amar, B'shem Rabbanim. B'din ha'yat Shumas Meiser Shel Demai, Shelo Yafir Shaleh Chomesh. Really, you shouldn't have to add on a Chomesh at all. Even by, if I ate Shumas Meiser of Demai by accident. V'lam Amar Moshe Yafrish, why? B'b'nei Gedera, or M'b'nei Gzera, Shem At Omer Lo Shelo Yafrish, Afu Einu Noi Bakadusha. If I don't have to add on a Chomesh, then I'm not gonna take as many precautions. If you don't have a Chomesh, you're gonna know it's not real. Right? And therefore, what? Then you might come to eat Shumas Meiser of real, and that's a Misa B'dei Shemayim. Right? You don't wanna play around with that. So the Rabbanah word goes there, we want you to take this Afrasha seriously, and therefore, we make you add on the Chomesh. Ubedinhu, Meiser, and also the opposite. Ubedinhu haya Meiser Sheni Shel Demai, Sheyafrish Lav Chomesh. And the opposite. You might say, you should go across the board. right? By my our Mishnah, my Sasheni of Demai, you should not add on a Chomesh. V'lama Amru Shalom Yafrish, Amru Shalom Yafrish, V'bnei Gedir. Why they say you don't have to add on a Chomesh? Because of Gzeira. Shem Omer At Lo Sheyafrish. Because if you say you have to be Mafrish a Chomesh, that could be a lot of money if it's a lot of fruit. Af Hu Eino Mafrish Kol Iker. He just won't be Mafrish at all, and he'll eat it outside of Yishalayim, because he'll say it's only Demai, and he won't do anything. And we want the Gzeira, we want the Dinder Abanan to hold a little bit, so therefore, the Rabbanan have to strike this balance of being machmir but not too machmir, and being mekel and not too mekel. And that's Rabbi Zeira, this chilek of the Meiser Sheni and the Trumas Meiser of Demai. Okay, so we continue. The next part of the Gemara is commenting on the of ma'abdin es mi'uto bidrachim. And we gave a couple of pshatim for that yesterday. The Demai, you're allowed to cause it to be lost, you could leave it, you could not worry about a little bit. Bidrachim, you're allowed to be ma'amed it on the road. So the Gemara comments on that, Ribun Barchia Boy Kumi Rabbi La, he asked in front of Rabbi La, Lomali Demai, only Demai, you're allowed to be more makel, and there's a little bit that you could leave and get lost. Afilu Vadai. Right? Even Vadai, you could be mima'et bidrachim. You could be ma'abe bidrachim. Valamilimi at Afilu Robin, only a tiny amount, even a lot. Why did the Mishnah say only by Demai and only by a little bit? V'lo kein tani, didn't we learn in a Braisa that I don't have to make myself crazy to bring the Truma to the Kohen? Right, he's got to come. He's got to come to the storage house. Ein mevi'in Truma min agoran la'ir, I don't have to bring Truma from the silo to the city. V'lo min amidbar li'yishuv, elem kein haisa makam shaisa gararta. If it's a place where the animals are going to eat it, an animal's going to come and take it, then I have to guard it. Then I have to take it to wherever I need to go, because then it's a bizayin. But if the animal's not going to come, I can leave it there and wait for a kohen to come. So, miviyav an otel damim min hashevet. So, if the animals are going to come take it, then I have to bring it, and I could take money from the kohenim for the transport costs. But other than that, if it's not going to be eaten by the animals, it's just going to sit here, I could wait for the kohen to come. And it's the coin's responsibility. So you see, even by a lot, and even by Vadai, you could just leave it. Right? What's Ma'ab, only Demai, you can be Ma'ab, and leave it, and let it rattle. But here, right, I can leave whatever I want. Look at the bottom Mara folder. Kasaka Daidach, Havamina here is, Dafgem Chaya Gorarto. The only time that you are not allowed to leave it is if an animal's gonna take it. Ava Balav, Hachi Manich Babinbar. But if not, you can leave it. Ava Gav Shememela, Helech Libet, even though a lot of it might get lost. Mimela, and might get ruined. Eino mevia, I don't have to bring it. And our Mishnah says only Demai and only Miut. So the Gemara answers, let's just read it, maybe then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Amar lei, veino mitzvah lahashva veda. Right? Isn't Truma Mamona Shal Kohen? Right? So therefore, the Brisa that's talking about Truma, it must be a case where it's not going to be Holech Li'ibud. I mean, if it's going to be Holech Li'ibud, it's going to get ruined, then you got to bring it, even if not an animal. Don't think it's Dafka an animal. It means if it's going to get ruined, then you do have to bring it. Our Mishnah is a case where it's Holech Le'ibud. If it's Holech Le'ibud, then only a tiny amount and only Demai. But other than that, you know, you have to treat Truma with Kedusha. And if it's going to get ruined, then you do have to guard it and bring it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll talk more about that Hashav Aved B'Hashem tomorrow.